This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. As the world races to find a vaccine and treatment for COVID-19, there is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, and sham cures. The phenomenon, unfolding largely on social media, escalated this week when President Donald Trump retweeted a link to a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus, and it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English-language websites. Experts worry the torrent of bad information is dangerously undermining efforts to slow the virus, whose death toll is in the U.S. has risen. Brazil reopened Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown devastated tourism industry despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. In a decree published in the Government Gazette, Brazil extended coronavirus-related bans on foreign travelers arriving by land or sea for another 30 days, but said the four-month-old restrictions will no longer bar the entry of foreigners arriving by air. Brazil ranks third globally in COVID-19-related deaths and infections. A Chinese drug company, Sinopharm, and Parana State have agreed to launch the fourth major COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil, and will seek regulatory approval in the next 2 weeks. A trial by Sinopharm would join phase 3 trials already announced in Brazil by AstraZeneca.